in Ephesians 2:8-9, which we often quote and leave out verse 10. But
yes, please go there. This is one of my favorite topics, leaving out verse 10 of Ephesians 2.
Yeah. For by grace you've been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not by works, lest anyone should boast. So what happens is we get this anti-works mentality, which we should have if we're talking about salvation.
Absolutely.
I mean, in other words, because our works do not, cannot contribute to our salvation. It is only the work of Jesus Christ on our behalf. However, just keep reading the next verse, because we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do what? To do
good works.
Good works.
We are not saved by our works, but we are saved for good
works.
That's
right.
That's why we've been redeemed. We've been set right so that we can partner with Jesus setting the world back to rights. I grew up in the church. I memorized Ephesians 2:8-9. I memorized Ephesians 2 verse 10 separately, never together. And the marriage of them could not be more important. A big part of this book that I'm releasing right now called Redeeming Your Time, it's this idea that the gospel provides our ultimate source of ambition and rest, right? Ambition because we believe that we're Christ's workmanship, created in him for good works, but also rest knowing that he alone is going to finish his kingdom building project, right?
Right.
And God doesn't need us to finish our to-do lists, right? Like, we are off the hook for that. We are off the hook for the results. We're just called to be faithful in the present, right, Randy?
Exactly. And this is where we need to see continuity between this life and the life to come. What are we told? We're told that when we leave this world, at some point, whether it's immediately or a little bit later, there's debate about that, but we will all give an answer for what we have done in the body. We will be held accountable for what we have done in this life, how we served the Lord while we were here in our bodies in this world under the curse. And what that means, first of all, is that I think one of the ways we get this discontinuity sense between this life and the next is imagining that we won't remember this life. No, we'll remember this life far better. In other words, my memory right now, I'm 67, so I look back at life and I go, okay, I remember a lot of things that happened to me. But there's a lot of things I don't remember. And you kind of see that very clearly where you've got Jesus and the sheep and the goats, where he says, when I was hungry and thirsty, you fed me and you gave me something to drink. When did we do this, Lord? We don't even remember what you're talking about. And part of it is because, you know, in as much you've done it unto these least of my brothers, so you've done it unto me. So maybe it wasn't directly to him, it was indirectly. But also, I think if you've only done a few good works in your entire life, you'll remember them.
Yeah.
But if you just daily are doing acts of kindness in the supermarket parking lot and helping an older person get some bags in their car, take the cart back for them, or help them reach something up on the shelf or something like that. I mean, that's just a part of your life, which it should be as believers. We're not going to remember the vast majority of good things we've done for people. I'll never forget when I was, speaking of a supermarket, I was in one day and the checker looked at me and said something to me. And it was a very obvious she was depressed. And it was someone that I had kind of remembered. I'd gone to school at the same time. She wasn't in the same grade level as I was, but she remembered me and we were talking. Well, I said some things to her. I gave her one of my books, and I always carry around my smaller books in my pocket, so I can just give them out to people. And then we're at a school like class reunion where they had all the different classes that were there at the same time. So here we are, and she stands up and tells a story of how she was on the verge of taking her life one day. And then she mentions me by name, and I'm sitting there about 20 feet from her, and she's looking at me and says, I was going to take my life that day. I was literally, my plan was, I'm saying goodbye to my coworkers. They don't know it's going to be a forever goodbye. And I'm going home and I'm going to take my life. And as a result of a booklet that he gave me that talked about God and a relationship with Christ, and I'm sitting there. And at first, it was hard for me to remember. It's like me to give out books. So, you know, I probably did that. Well, of course I did that. She's saying I did. But my point is, I was not a big deal. It truly wasn't a big deal, yet it was a big deal. And that's what I think we're going to find out, that the things we've done in this life are going to matter for eternity.